This is Icon Art Radio. I'm Bill Teeple. I'm here with my co-host, Alan Cobb. And our guests today are Carolyn Waxman and three of her adult graduates of the Carolyn Waxman Photo Workshop. I think some of these students have maybe done it a couple of times with you. In any case, we are going to have an exhibit at Icon Gallery of 27 of your students, Carolyn. 77 works by 27 students, and we're really looking forward to this exhibit and having and the ability to share all of this great work that you get from your students with the community. So say a word or two about whatever you want, but particularly this putting this show together and who's involved, and a little bit about your workshops.
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Bill, for having me on the show. And I really appreciate Judy Bales, Paul Slowick, and Carrie Connett here, who are students of the Waxman Photography Workshop. And we're putting together a show that's going to be going up for the February 1st Art Walk at the Icon Gallery in Fairfield, Iowa. And we're all very excited about it. I'll have to say that right now, because there's 27 students that have taken the workshop, and their work, their photographs, are going to be in the show. There's 77 photographs. We are so excited about this show. The theme of the show is called A Celebration of Photographic Life. And I'll have to say also another big thank you to Bill and Janet Teeple, because they created the Teeple Creative Arts Institute, and that is what is sponsoring the workshops. And without that, this would not exist. I also want to thank my husband, Saul Waxman, for building the photography studio on our property so that we can create this work that is in the show.
So let me just ask one question. When
yes.
did you first start teaching these adults in your studio?
Yes. It was 1998, okay. And we've had five. This is going to be the fifth workshop coming up, and so
but prior
we've
to
had
that,
nine.
You had extensive experience as a photography teacher teaching at MSAE.
And, yes, I did.
And the students, and I know how you. Garnered about 200 national and international and state awards for your students' work. So I know you're a fantastic teacher, and we were all so excited when you were able to do this once you left MSAE through the Teeple Institute for the community, and it's been fabulous.
Let me interject very quickly, in case someone's listening to a rerun of this. The dates that we're mentioning are in 2013.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay. We forgot the year already.
Or if you go online and you listen to this show in 5 years, because you can listen to all 197 radio shows that Alan and I have done over the last 3 years.
Yeah, this is
on
number
our
198.
Website, icon-art.org. Okay, we got our little pitch in there. Go ahead.
So the purpose of the show is to show the work that has come out of the Waxman Photography Workshops. And by showing the work, I think that this end of the creative process is very valuable for the students and for everybody else. Everyone wins, because the purpose of a photograph is for the viewer. And so unless it's shown, it hasn't really done its job. And also, the photographs that everybody is showing is themselves. I mean, really, a photograph is a self-portrait of each person. The creativity has unfolded, and the technical aspects of photography are in place. And when you have those two things come together, then you have a great photograph. It can speak, it can actually say something. And I think when you see this show, you will see how, first of all, how diverse all the creativity is, how many different levels and layers we have uncovered. Subject matter, it is the gamut of subject matter. So in essence, when you come to the show, I just wanted to show everybody how anyone can learn about photography and how they can develop their own vision, learn to use their camera, and learn to see light in order to capture and create photographs that they want. You can see in the show the diverse subject matter, like I was just saying. And that, I think, is the biggest thing.
Well, it's remarkable what you're able to do with these students. The basic workshop is only like 5 sessions, right?
That's and these correct. People I was going to say
go
that,
from
actually.
Some almost no experience to producing
correct.
Fine art photos with some technical skill in a matter of a few lessons. It's amazing what you're able to do.
Well, thank you. And I just, first of all, I really enjoy it. I mean, I just love teaching photography, and I love having all of these adults come up to the studio, and I've just met some incredible people doing this. But more than that, that in 5 classes, it's like, what do they learn? Or how do I do it, I guess, would be the other thing. Is that I just have come up with my own formula. I've taken them through 5 classes and teaching them how, you know, what makes a great photograph and teaching them how to create a great photograph. Some of the things that they would learn is how to choose a subject that you're passionate about, how to photograph the subject with your mind and heart, how to make the subject clear by isolating it, how to eliminate anything that doesn't belong in the frame in order to tell the story of the photograph. And then positive feedback builds confidence and creativity, and that opens everybody up. This is how you progress and become successful in photography. The emphasis is on strengths and not weaknesses, and then everybody unfolds, refines that, and then what you have is you have a great photograph that you've created that you're proud of. And that's what's up in the show. This whole process now is in the show. And this is what I'm just so excited about, and everybody else is too.
Well, I know you've always had a little final day, because I've been invited to some of them of yours.
Yeah.
And that's always been enjoyable to walk around and look at the work and have you show off what's happened in 5 sessions. It's really quite amazing. We will be having, during this exhibit, if you're hearing this for the first time, and this isn't a repeat, on February 7th, 2013, a little walkthrough for people to go around and hear some of the students talking about their work. You've got 3 students here. Let's hear some comments on them, having gone through the program. Kara Connett, a word or two about your experience with Carolyn.
I had been into photography back in the black and white days, you know, the first box camera. I'm giving away my age here. And then I'd kind of let it go for many years, raising a family and so forth. So when I came back to it, you know, everything had changed. It was all digital, and I was a little, I needed to catch up. So when I took Carolyn's workshop, I think that was one of the biggest things for me, was just becoming familiar again with the technical aspect of photography. That was my motivation for taking the workshop. But then I was pleasantly surprised that it went so far beyond that in terms of what Carolyn was mentioning about the more emotional aspects of photography, you know, having a passion for your subject and engaging your heart as well as your mind. And I've always done that, but it somehow, you know, being in a group and you're seeing everybody's photos, especially if we all are taking photos of the same subject, as we did when we were doing portraits, and then you see how each person is, it's the same subject, but they all are putting themselves into it. And the other thing that I'm so excited about this show is, as Carolyn said, you know, you really want to, you take the photo for yourself, but then you want to share it. And to be able, you know, share it with your friends and family, that's fine. And I have a little blog that I put mine on. But to have a show, to be in a group show, is really, really special. It just makes you feel very professional, and, you know, even if we don't. And by the way, our photos will be for sale at the show. So drop by. Okay.
That is super, Carrie. I've got Paul Slowick sitting right next to me. Paul, would you like to say something?
Sure. Yeah, I first came to Carolyn's classes in 2010, and I think I've taken four classes since then. And I originally came to the class because I had purchased a digital camera, and I wasn't using it as much as I should have been for the expense of the camera, and decided to take this class because it would make me more familiar, and it really has. I'm still learning about the camera. I'm still learning things that come up in all the classes, and it's been a real treat to get together with, however many, 6, 8, 10 other people for five classes, and we share information. We share, you know, what we're seeing. We share our creativity is what we're doing, and it builds confidence in both the picture taking and in the equipment we're using. And Carolyn's classes offer a lot of opportunities to do that. And this show is like a monster show for us because we're used to showing maybe a dozen or so of our pictures with the class. But to see all this work that's going to be installed at Icon Gallery is going to be quite a feat. And I think it's going to be a beautiful production.
Oh, I know it is. I've seen the work. So I know will want to come out and see. Judy, say a word or two about your experiences with taking some photographs. Now, I know you as one of the top sculptors in the region, so I didn't know you were even involved with the photo thing until recently.
Well, I was going to say, I have been a long time fiber artist, but I've always loved photography, and I always take photographs at different times. I mean, throughout the years, I've always taken photographs, but the technical aspects are just the nature of the way I work. That's the part that is more difficult for me and not as much fun. And actually, normally I would not think about taking a photographic class or workshop. I would just read or look at photographs. But Carolyn's reputation, over the years, I always would read about all these awards that her students at MSA would get, and I just would think, how does she keep getting award after, you know, how do her students keep consistently getting award after award after award? So her reputation, you know, spurred me to take her workshop. And I have really loved the way she gives us technical information, but that's the part that's really boring to me. But yet at the same time, you don't quite even realize that's you're learning that, because the emphasis is still on the aesthetics and on what each person is doing in terms of their own creative expression. So in no way did I ever feel that I was putting that aside in order to learn the technical aspects, and yet I found out that I was, you know, just gaining a lot more skill in that way. And I remember one thing in particular. It was just such a simple explanation, and I knew it intuitively, but I had never thought about it this way. And that was how, Carolyn, how you described that in a painting, you start with a blank canvas or sheet of paper, and you start adding what you want. In photography, you start with everything, because you have the entire picture plane of objects in front of you, and you start eliminating and zero in on that one thing that you're you're trying to express or explore. And again, I know that intuitively, but somehow just having that explained to me was something of a really nice revelation.
I think one of the things that I've heard from other people about your workshops, and as it happens, they're mostly people who are into the technical side of it, and they think in a technical way. And they really were able to let go of the technical side. And in a few cases, they had never done that before. So that can be quite a breakthrough for somebody. And yet at the same time, you know, there's an inevitable amount of technical material involved in using a piece of equipment like a camera. And, you know, you can be taking pictures that are not at all what you want because of not understanding some aspect of it. But to be able to get that across to people without burying them in technicalities, I think is an art in itself.
Exactly. And this is one of the ideas, I guess you might say, that I've always had in my mind when I'm teaching these classes, because I've heard over and over again through other teachers, you know, and their techniques and so forth, or somebody else's comments from other classes, you know, about how they quit the class because they just, you know, it was all technical.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't understand it, and they just lost interest right away. Mm-hmm. And so just all these comments would come to me over the years and so forth. And so I decided to teach it in such a way where I'm starting out, of course you have to learn the technical, which is the camera, otherwise you're not going to have an exposure. So I started out with basically giving a little bit of technical points each lesson, and then going to the creative side, and then basically moving them both forward, but a little bit of each time, so that I'm not giving them too much. And then that way they don't lose interest, and they have a chance then to grab on, you know, to some of the aspects that we've discussed in the class, and then have a chance to actually do that in an assignment that I give in between the classes, or it's hands-on in the class. And at that, then they have a chance to really see how it works. And then you just build from there, because photography, like anything else, is, and particularly photography, is a step-by-step process. You really just have to start from the very beginning and go step by step, and you cannot forget a step. And this is one of the things that when I was teaching school at MSAE in the dark room, the students would go in there and they, you know, they just decided, well, I just printed, I'm not going to make a test strip, and, you know, we'll just do it that way, because I don't want to take the time.
Yeah, don't need shortstop.
Yeah, and so you know what happens when you do that. So you don't always get the print. So I always teach it, even though we're not in a dark room right now, it doesn't matter. It's still a step-by-step process of, you really have to get the groundwork or the foundation. And then once that's there, then you start adding. And so each assignment or each class is there as a building block from the first one. And in order, I teach it in a certain order. And if I do it any other way, I've found that everybody gets all confused, you know, and they go, oh man, I just don't understand this at all. And I just always go back to what I've got going. And the other point I wanted to make was that, first of all, I just keep everything fun, because if you're not having fun doing it, there's no sense. And photography is fun, and it becomes more fun when you know how you can capture what you want in a scene that you're looking at. And a lot of times it's just because you just need a little bit more understanding of how to use your camera, because, you know, maybe your prints are coming out either too light or too dark, you know, the exposure isn't there. Or, you know, you look at the picture and the exposure is fine, and you go, what was the subject in here? I don't know. There's just, you know, you haven't eliminated enough. You haven't made the subject strong. You haven't isolated it enough in order to tell a story. And what is the story about this? And so if you don't do those two things, and those, that technical and the creative side have to actually meet, come together, be integrated, step by step, then you don't have a photograph unless those things start coming together. But the other point I wanted to make is that no matter what camera you have, no matter what camera you have these days, old or new, the basics are always the same. The foundation of photography will always be there. It has to be used and also has to be learned in order to progress in the medium and refine your image making. So that's the other thing. Sometimes because you have a point-and-shoot camera, you think, oh, I'm not really doing photography because I'm pointing and shooting, but wedding photographers point and shoot all the time. And that's a mode. There's a reason for all these things on your camera for you to get the picture. There's all kinds of ways to photograph. Once you understand the technical and creative aspect of photography, there's all kinds of angles, you know, to photograph in terms of approaches, I guess is the real word I'm looking for, depending upon what your subject is. If you've got 10 children running around in front of you, you've really got to have that either on auto, because you're not going to get the picture, or, you know, you can choose a shutter speed if you have a little bit of time there to capture that action. So learning, I mean, the camera really is there like a set of paintbrushes for you. You know, if you wanted to make an analogy to painting, because the camera controls are just like paintbrushes. You have a certain control for each thing that you're trying to do. And it's really not that hard, would you guys say?
No, I wouldn't say it was difficult at all. And I was just thinking while you were speaking that I think this show at ICON is going to demonstrate just how differently people see the world. And it's amazing that, and I've told Carolyn this before, that I can take a walk, let's say through Chautauqua Park or something, and take some photographs and think, well, I've taken all the photographs I can take in Chautauqua Park, until I grab my camera and go through Chautauqua Park again. And I'll see more this time. And there was that saying that I ran across during one of the classes. I forget, I can't quote who it was, but it says, when the shutter clicks, the eyes open. And that's exactly what happens. I mean, you start seeing things in a different way. You start seeing more of the world, and you can collect what you've seen with the camera. And I think these photographs that everybody will be showing at this this ICON Gallery show is going to demonstrate that really well.
Yeah, I think the way that photography teaches us how to see is really exciting. I started out in the 50s with my dad's World War II Leica, and those old Leicas weren't much fun to use. The viewfinder was teeny tiny dark little thing, and you could barely, there was a little split image focusing thing that didn't work very well. And it was incredibly difficult to get the film in and out of the camera. But it taught me sort of the hard way, you know, that you can get pictures. And then when I was in college, I had the opportunity to buy at, you know, college student prices, a Zeiss Icon Contourex with a Zeiss Planar 1.4 normal lens on it. And that lens is, you can still buy them for many hundreds of dollars on eBay. It's one of the finest standard lenses ever made for a 35 millimeter camera. And if you look through that camera at anything, you see a photograph, you see a work of art. And I remember going for days after I bought the thing, just taking pictures of whatever was in front of me. And then you go back into the world without the camera, and you realize that you've been looking at all of these things the whole time anyway. So it's a very powerful tool to open our eyes, as you said, and to get people aware of what an amazing variety of creativity is everywhere you point your eyeballs.
Yeah, I'd like to follow up on that. A lot of times what happens when you're taking a photograph, and I noticed this particularly with the assignments that Carolyn gave to our classes, you have a goal in mind. You're supposed to be taking, say, a still life or something, and you set up something, and then you'll just be amazed at something spontaneous will happen, something totally unexpected that you didn't even notice before will jump out at you. Like one time I was taking a picture of an iris flower, and a bumblebee came up and entered the flower just as I clicked.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't even know it until I looked at, you know, the viewfinder, and I went, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, and that was just amazing. You know, I wouldn't have even spent the time sitting there looking at this iris flower that long, you know, unless yeah. I was intent on taking a photo. You know,
so. Nature performing for you.
That's right. And also the fun value. I just wanted to mention that with some of the field trips we went on, we went to Snake Alley in Burlington for this amazing cycle event. And Carolyn was so good at, you know, getting it, because I had never really tried to take pictures of people moving like that. And it was just fun to go as a group and then to learn something new like that.
Well, no, I don't need that. I got my own mic. I just think it's inspiring, because I know that you teach how to make fine art photographs, that right from the beginning, while teaching the technical, it's not that you're getting ready to one day make a fine art photograph, but I see that right from the beginning, you're making fine art with the students, and that's inspiring to me. So we've run out of time. I want to thank you guys for coming. This has been Carolyn Waxman and her students, and the show is going to be at Icon Gallery February 1st through 16th of 2013. Come out and see the wonderful diversity and the beautiful works that she gets from her students.
Thank you, Bill.
You've been listening to Icon Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.